NW Intercut.
Oh, hi, Andrew. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing good. Yourself?
Good. I'm great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because I saw that you filled out a contact form on our website.
Yeah.
To get some information on advertising. Yeah. So I found your window tint company, which is great. You're doing it basically for automobiles as well as residences, right? Like
yeah, residential and commercial. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Okay. And then how did you find out about Local Splash?
So my buddy, he owns Clear Cut Window Tint, and he just told me like a week ago, I don't know if it was a secret or something. He kept telling me not to do any of this stuff, and then, I just used the company. He just told me like last week or something. He goes, I used the company. And I was like, wait, what? You did use the company? Because he's actually my mentor. He's the one who taught me everything. So
I
was asking about it, and he goes, oh, no, I use this other company. I was like, wait, what company? He usually tells me everything, like how, for me to keep going. But he's like, something like online. And then I asked him again. He goes, Local Splash. I was like, really? So then I decided to hit you guys up. And he goes, dude, they helped me out tremendously. He spent like $150 a month or something like that. And he said he noticed such a huge difference. So I was like, oh, maybe that would be good for me too.
Yeah. It is, because when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So a program like this understandably puts you, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions.
I'm not good at algorithms, so.
Yeah, it's tricky because, if you were an SEO guru and you had hundreds of hours a month to invest in programming, then maybe. But most business owners would rather be out in their field, conducting their services rather than trying to do algorithm updates and programming. What I mean? Yeah, so that's where we kind of come in. And we don't have the $149 pricing available anymore. That's, an ancient rate. But it's an ancient rate. Yeah, but there's two different options I can give you. How long have you actually been in business?
Oh, man. How long have I been in business for, Beth? 3 years? Yeah, love. How long?
3 years?
3 years? 3 or 4 years?
3 or 4 years? Okay, good. So either way, it would qualify you for our new in business rate pricing, because anything under 5 years would qualify for that. And you could do the same package that your buddy has, and it would just be a flat rate of $199 month to month.
Okay.
Or you could bundle that service with Facebook ads, and it would be $299 month to month. So with both programs, what you would get is the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing. You would get programmed into all of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? So a lot of people don't realize that that's a different search result. So once we program A&W Window Tint into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the activated devices such as Alexa, and as that's a huge market. Now,
so one of the things, so just me and my brother-in-law, I've been training him to tint with me, so it's kind of just a two-person gig. What I do get scared about, I guess, is getting too many phone calls. I know it sounds kind of absurd, but I don't like being overwhelmed that much.
Okay.
So there's no way of, stopping someone from
Well, it's a valid concern, and I don't want you to think that we're going to put you on the first page of Google and all of a sudden a million calls are going to come flooding in.
Right, okay.
But if you ever get to the point where you and your brother-in-law are completely booked out, then what we can do is go in and just modify the keywords to focus on a smaller demographic.
For less. Okay.
Well, yeah, because, let's say, for instance, that it's trending that you would get 25 new jobs each month, and then you and him fill up your schedules, and you get to the point where that's overwhelming. Then we have a lot of people that call us and say, look, all we want is 1 to 3 jobs this month, or all we want is 5 to 7 jobs. but we want them to be a luxury high-end client or someone that's willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service or a commercial project as opposed to a smaller job where people are out there price shopping, right? So how we go in and focus on that demographic for them is by the keywords that we program them in for.
Okay.
And then, you know, sometimes they grow their business and they increase their crew and they call us. And
right.
Say, you know, we want to open up the floodgates and take on anything and everything that comes our way. So when that happens, we can modify the keywords to focus on volume. Okay.
Right.
So. Yeah, so with each of the packages, there's just a one-time $99 setup fee that would go on the first payment only. And the
okay.
only difference between the two packages is with the $299, you get that extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So you know
right.
how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up.
So I usually use Marketplace. I know I usually do the Marketplace ads, but I'm usually paying like $3 or $4 for like boosting posts, I guess. I'm guessing
yes.
that's not what you guys do. You guys
no,
do something different.
No, Marketplace is a little bit different, but this is just
yeah,
for like, in general, let's say that you were searching for, I don't know, let's just say auto detailing and you were searching for that online.
Right.
Chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, you're going to see ads for auto detailing popping up. So it has nothing to do
okay.
with the marketplace. It just has to do with like the search engines tracking what people in your area are searching for, right?
Okay.
So we would configure it so that when people are searching for window tinting, that now there would be an ad for your company coming up front and center. And
okay.
you will get a detailed tracking system with this too, Andrew, which means that you and your brother-in-law will be able to see not only the new clients that you've generated, but you can see which ones came from Google, which ones.
Heck yeah! All right, how do I sign
right.
up?
Okay, well, I'll get the account started.
You
for
sold
you,
me.
So. Oh, I love it. Well, you know what? You and your brother-in-law are going to absolutely love the program. And is he the W in A&W?
Yeah.
I thought so. That's cool. I love it.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. So, no. So, for my wife and I, so her name was Whitney. So, it's Andrew and Whitney.
Oh,
but,
that's
you know,
cute.
It's because we started, I didn't know what to say, and then I was just saying things, and my buddy was like, that name's catchy. We were actually thinking about changing that name, but then we're like, because it would be more like you see like a drive-in auto sound or something more like it's not just window tinting. It's more of a – sounds more professional. Is that what you said?
I see. So, Andrew, if you decide to change the name down the road, you can call
uh-huh.
us and we'll update it on everything.
All okay.
of that is
Sweet.
Free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Now, okay, awesome.
Do you want me to send the confirmation email to andwtint@gmail.com, the one that you put on the form?
Yeah.
Okay, and then your last name is Bloodworth. Is
uh-huh.
this the phone number that you would like displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay. Is there an alternate line for internal purposes, or does everything go through the main number?
Everything goes through this line.
Okay, perfect. And then is the 516 Killdeer Drive, that's a physical address where you can receive mail?
So 5136 is my house, and then I have a business, but anything that gets sent to my business, the mail gets stolen.
So your Google listing is under 1652 South Prairie Avenue. Is
Correct.
That the business address?
Yep, that's the business address, yes.
Okay. So I don't think you're going to have to get, you know, receive a new PIN verification code in the mail anyway, since that's already a verified listing. But we
yes.
will have you go in there and add local slash as a manager to it so that we can
okay.
go in and optimize it. You have
Sweet.
Access to do that, right?
I should. I'm the only admin.
Good.
Or I'm
okay.
the person who made it. Is there
and
like,
then,
do you guys have like a setup on how to do it if I guess.
Yeah, I'll send you the email instructions. It takes 2 seconds. It's super easy.
Sweet.
You just log in and you click on users, and then there's going to be like a 10-digit number you'll enter, and then you'll just add local slash. But that's all going to be in the email. And
okay.
then we build Google-compliant sites here also. If you like your Google business site and you want to keep it that way, that's fine. If
Good.
Not, I can ask them if they would include a site for you at no additional cost. Kind of like
That'd be cool.
from a few, yeah. So I'll send.
So
you
like I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I'll send you a text message right now with a sample site. This one's for a landscaping company, but yours obviously would be designed for window tinting.
Right.
But it's always nice to have, you know, the Google certified technicians put the sites together because then they can have the info.
I'm looking at it.
Are you going to say you have a site, or is it just the AW Tint business site, like the Google business site, or do you have another
site? So yeah, it's just the Google business site, so I don't, I mean,
okay.
I'm not really that savvy with stuff, so I just, but you gave it to me, so I was like, cool, I didn't know that. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's pretty bland, I guess. They show the reviews, and they show some things, and they just ask you to email me for a quote, so I don't know, I'd imagine you guys, since you guys do this for a living, you could probably do way better.
Yeah, you know, I'll get a promo code to include that for you at no additional cost since you were referred by that other company. And that way what we can do is even go into the Google business page and pull the images off of it to put on the new site. And, of course, if you have fresh content, you can send that over too. And then which way are you thinking you want to go, Andrew? Do you want to do the $299 with the Facebook ads, or do you want
to we're going to do that.
Okay, that's what I thought. So let me go ahead and get that authorized for you here. And then website, $299. Now, for the payment, is the billing address the actual home address, or is it under the business?
Yeah, the billing address will be the home address.
Okay, so let me just go back and verify what I have, and you can tell me if that's good or not. So it's showing as
hired in Dundee.
Oh, nope, I don't have it. So give me the home address one more time. I'm sorry, Andrew.
Clear Drive, K-I-L-L-D-E-E-R.
Okay.
And then it's Pueblo, Colorado. 81008.
Got it. 5136 Kildare Drive, Pueblo, Colorado, 81008.
Yes.
Okay, and then is it your name on the credit card or the company name?
Yeah, it's, let me go ahead and make sure. Let me pull out this credit card real quick.
Okay.
It is, yeah, it has my name and then it has the business name right under it. So.
So no middle name or initial, or is there one?
No, just the first and last name.
Okay, that makes it easy. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, is going to be 5178.
Okay.
4040.
Got it.
0000.
Okay.
3623.
Okay, expiration.
Oh, real quick, it's going to be month, right? I don't have to do like a 6-month contract.
Correct. It's month-to-month,
okay.
Which means you
just
can
sure.
Cancel at any time if you're not happy, but you're not going to cancel because you'll love it. You'll absolutely
That's awesome. Yeah, yes. You know, that's what I actually tell with my window tint people. Like, when they tell me, like, well, can I get my money back if something happens or this? I was like, you know, you're not going to get your money back, but what I'll tell you is you're actually going to come back with another car, and I'm going to that's what's going to happen. And I tell almost all my cousins that when they say that. So,
I bet it does.
So
I bet they do.
They do.
Yeah.
So
I
the
bet,
expiration
is
actually 1026.
1026, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the little code on the back?
290.
290. Yeah, my son took my car years ago. He was in high school, so he took it to, like, one of those low-end, like, under-the-table window tinting guys and put it on. And he did, like, the total dark, like, illegal tint. And it was horrible because at night I couldn't even see out the window. If someone walked up to my window, I couldn't see anything.
Right.
But
then
after a few years, it all started bubbling up. And I thought, you know, that's just the dumbest thing. He does that to save a few bucks and it makes no sense. You know, then you have to tear it all down and do it over again, you know?
Look, that is, you have to get, I mean, if that person is no longer a business, you got to, or he doesn't want to do it, you got to pay someone to strip all that tint. And stripping tint is, that's the thing I do not like. I do not like doing that ever. And I charge.
It gets sticky, and I bet it comes off in, like, different, like.
It comes off in pieces.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like the worst.
Yeah. So a lot of people are like, well, you're just stripping tint. Why would you only charge, or why would you charge $150? I was like, the reason why is because I'm going to take 4 hours just stripping your car.
Yeah.
I could be tinting another car, a whole car, just by the price or just by the time of stripping your car. So it really sucks. I try not to do it, but.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the worst. Yeah, luckily I don't have that car anymore, so I don't have to deal with it. It was the worst. I was like, whoever thought about doing, like, what he did with that illegal tent? He thought it was the coolest thing, and I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, some people don't think about the nighttime thing. Daytime is awesome, but nighttime it does not.
It's scary.
Yeah, you gotta roll down your windows.
He saw me driving down the road, and he, like, ran up to the window, and it, like, scared me because I couldn't see, and I couldn't see that it was my own son, you know? I'm like, that's scary.
Nice.
It wasn't.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, you're right. That's funny.
So what I'm going to do, Andrew, is I'll go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you.
Okay.
And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your website, and getting you placed. And some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay,
it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A&W Window Tent.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
It's the owner, Andrew Bloodworth.
Thank you. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I what? Do I agree to disclose?
Yeah, additional is the key word. So let's say that you do something online for your business down the road. Just let us know about it so we make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing, okay?
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 18th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so now for the client interview for tomorrow, that's going to take 20, maybe 30 minutes, and they're pretty much triple booked all day, but I have 3 appointments available. It would either be at 11 o'clock Mountain Time, at 3 o'clock, or 4 o'clock. Which one would work best, you think?
Okay, 1 second. Let me look at my schedule. So 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock would be great.
Okay, perfect. So let me grab that appointment real quick. And I'm going to block out an entire hour for you, Andrew, from 4 to 5 o'clock Mountain Time. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, since I got you some special pricing and the website included, I want you to go in there and just acknowledge it with your e-signature so that you're grandfathered into this rate. So did
through the email you sent me?
Both, but I think it's easier through the text. So did you get a text that says thank you for choosing?
So I got a couple text messages.
So the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, I click that one, and I click that. It's probably going to ask me for a...
It's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Once you click that link, all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's 2 little boxes that you have to check, 1 to show that you're authorized and 2 to show that you get text messages. And
so it's the agree to the SMS, and then I certify I'm authorized.
Oh, you see it. Yeah, and then once you plug your name in and hit confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that now. That will be provided for you tomorrow at the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay, yeah. So I just sent that. Now it says the username and password. I'll just wait for that tomorrow.
Perfect. Okay, all right. So you are all good to go. So they'll be calling you around 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Are you coming last second?
And welcome aboard, Andrew. I know you're absolutely going to be thrilled with it. So if you have anything special you want to put on the site for tomorrow, like a new logo or anything like that, let them know. If not, they'll pull.
Okay.
You got some pretty cool pictures already on your Google Business page, so they can pull that off too, okay? You already
Sweet.
Have the business Facebook set up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so actually, so what's funny is that my business, I had to go under my wife's name to start that. Is there any other way, do you know?
To start what, the business Facebook?
I mean, I could still give you admin, of course.
I'm sorry, the phone's cracking up a little bit. Are you talking about the Google Business page or the business Facebook?
The business Facebook.
The business Facebook.
Yeah,
so,
I haven't touched it. So.
As long as you have access to it, it doesn't matter if it was set up
okay.
under your wife's account or yours, but I'll send you the email to add us to the Google Business profile so you can jumpstart that. There's going to be an email that went out that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I don't
okay.
think you're going to need to do that step because you already have a verified listing. But
yeah.
just in case the technician lets you know tomorrow there's something needed, I'm sure you could get that over. But if not, just
Perfect.
Do your Google Business profile, and then they'll send you the instructions on adding us to Facebook tomorrow, okay?
Okay, sweet. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Bye.